This is WCRB in concert with the Flanders Recorder Quartet. There's a certain comfort in the sound of a recorder quartet, perfectly blended, perfectly in tune, and perfectly in time. And there's also a thrill to be had from recorder playing that steps out of that comfort zone. The Flanders Recorder Quartet has been bringing listeners those kinds of musical experiences for 30 years, developing a reputation for brilliant clarity and technical perfection, musicianship, and a great sense of humor. And throughout those years, Boston has been a regular stop on the group's frequent concert tours, thanks to the Boston Early Music Festival. So it's only fitting that these virtuosos and their amazing collection of instruments are back here as part of their final tour. So tonight, let's savor the sound of the Flanders Recorder Quartet on its last visit to Boston, joined by the accomplished Belgian soprano Cécile Kempenaars, and presented by the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Alan McLellan. When we think of Belgium and the good things that come from there, Belgian chocolate might come to mind. Or maybe waffles, or perhaps diamonds from Antwerp. But I think that not far down that list we should include the Flanders Recorder Quartet, a group that has brought the recorder back to prominence as an important instrument after being neglected for a couple of hundred years of music history. Now, if you're like me, your first encounter with the recorder was learning it as an elementary school student. Later on, as a parent, I had the opportunity to proudly listen to my own kids take part in some of their first musical experiences, struggling to keep in tune with a horde of recorder-playing fifth graders. And I'm sure that still happens to this day. But if that's your only experience with recorder music, fear not. The playing of the Flanders Recorder Quartet will take it to a whole new level. Let's listen. Our concert, presented by the Boston Early Music Festival, is at First Church Congregational in Cambridge, where the Flanders Recorder Quartet welcomes us with Ashton's Mask by the English Renaissance composer Hugh Ashton, in concert on WCRB. Ashton's Mask by the 16th century English composer Hugh Ashton, opening this final Boston concert by the Flanders Recorder Quartet. It was 30 years ago that this group got its start. I had a chance to talk with two founding members of the group, Paul van Looy and Joris van Houtem, on the afternoon of their concert. And Joris said when they first got together, it felt like a dream come true.
It was always a dream as a recorder player to have a recorder concert, a pure recorder group. So that was the start. And we really wanted to have something with a lot of quality. So we worked very hard. At certain moments, we were practicing together every day. So we knew each other very well. It was a very fun time in which, we combined very hard work with a lot of fun.
And beyond hard work, which is so important in the development of the group's sound, along with musicianship, I asked Paul van Looy, what makes this group so good?
Well, I think that one of the most important things for a recorder quartet is having very good instruments. And there are so many different types. I counted them once, and I think that maybe there are 27 different types of recorders. Then I'm talking about Renaissance recorders, modern recorders, medieval ones, and then soprano, alt, tenor, bass, but also between those instruments, you have different types, and actually we all use them. And everybody can play on all those types, so we have more than 150 recorders, and we try to have the best.
And the best includes consorts, groups of instruments designed to be played together as an ensemble. And the consorts played by the Flanders Quartet are based on the design of actual instruments from the Renaissance or Baroque period. One famous consort of instruments was played for Henry VIII. The word consort can refer to the instruments, and it can also refer to the players, and it can also refer to a type of music. This performance includes several groups of 16th century consort songs focused on the seasons of the year and sung by the Flanders Quartet's guest vocalist Cécile Campenaerts. Paul van Looy talked about why the quartet included consort songs on this program.
That's something very special in history. So it was actually a very small period in the 16th century that there was a concert of viol players or recorder players and one voice. It's a very short period in history. There are also not so much consort songs written. And with Cécile, we liked, especially for the Boston Festival, to perform a few of those songs.
Here's the Flanders Quartet with soprano Cécile Campenaerts and consort songs for spring from the 16th century.
Hawk, 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 hawk.
Cuckoo! And for that final cuckoo, Cécile Campanaris took out a little plastic recorder of her own to play. That piece was by 16th century English composer Richard Nicholson. And earlier in that set, we heard two songs for spring by anonymous composers, When May Is in His Prime, and before that, This Merry, Pleasant Spring. Members of the Flanders Recorder Quartet are Bart Spanhove, Joris van Houtem, Tom Bates, and Paul van Looy. I'm Alan McClellan, and this is WCRB in Concert, saying farewell to the Flanders Recorder Quartet in this their final Boston concert before they disband at the end of 2018. I had a chance to sit down and chat with a couple of members, and if you'd like to learn more about the quartet and hear my interview with Joris van Houtem and Paul van Looy, you can find it at classicalwcrb.org. This program is made up of sets of consort songs focused on the seasons of the year. They called it A Song for All Seasons. In just a bit, we'll hear soprano Cecile Kempenaers singing about autumn. But first, an interlude by Jan Peterson Svilenk. This is Ballo Granduca, the Flanders Recorder Quartet, in concert on 99.5 WCRB.
Thank you.
the Ballo Grand Duca, or Grand Duke's Dance, by Jan Peterson Svelink, played by the Flanders Recorder Quartet in concert at First Church Congregational in Cambridge, presented by the Boston Early Music Festival. The Flanders Recorder Quartet has been touring the world for 30 years, bringing unmatched musicality and a perfection of sound, enhanced by an amazing collection of instruments based on Renaissance and Baroque designs. And after all those years, the group has decided to disband at the end of 2018. Next, Cécile Quimpenaers returns for a set of consort songs on the theme of autumn. That's when harvest celebrations are full of dancing. It's also the time when the sky gets darker a little earlier, things get a little gloomier, and we start to worry about the storms to come. And at the end of the set, the quartet inserts a little twist into the program, a contemporary composition by Flemish composer Peter Campo called Meditation Fire.
My body is but little, but little. Fields remain.
In its final concert at First Church Congregational in Cambridge, presented by the Boston Early Music Festival, that's the Flanders Recorder Quartet, with four pieces chosen for their relation to the season of autumn. That final piece was written fairly recently by Flemish composer Peter Campo. It's called Meditation Fire. Peter Campo's music is also featured on the Flanders Recorder Quartet's latest CD entitled Five. Before that, we heard The Peaceful Western Wind by Thomas Campion and a couple of anonymous 16th century pieces, The Dark is My Delight, and we began with Capriccio and Volta du Tambour. The quartet wraps up the first half of the concert with a piece called Upon la Mire for two voices and instruments by 16th century composer Thomas Preston, the musician at Windsor Castle in the time of Elizabeth I.
No.
Thomas Preston's Upon La Mi Re, kind of a mesmerizing set of variations around a repeated ostinato of those three notes. This week on WCRB In Concert, we're at First Church Congregational in Cambridge for the final Boston appearance of the Flanders Recorder Quartet, as these four players come to the end of a 30-year life of their ensemble. Throughout that time, they've been paying visits to Boston for concerts presented by the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Alan McClellan. We'll have more from this Flanders Recorder Quartet performance later on the second part of tonight's WCRB In Concert. But I'll be back in just a minute with a slight change of scene, something unexpected from the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival on WCRB In Concert.